Many of the political speeches and debates this year will rely on the same time-worn turns of phrase: tough on crime, tax and spend liberals, family-friendly, to just name a few. But commentator David Crystal says even clichés can serve a purpose.
Clichés are fragments of language that are dying, but they're unable to die. They're lexical zombies, if you like, kept alive by some sort of force that we don't know anything about. At this moment in time, every Tom, Dick and Harry, and so on. They get a terribly bad press because people think that if you use a cliché, it suggests somebody who can't be bothered to be clear and precise. And it's especially bad when politicians use them at great length on the radio or television. But clichés do have their uses, you know. They can often fill an awkward gap in a conversation. They act like a sort of lexical life jacket, getting you out of trouble. You meet somebody in a bus or on a train and you make a passing remark. A cliché is very useful for keeping the atmosphere alive, even though you don't actually want to talk to the person. Try talking at a funeral reception, for example, without clichés. You'd have nothing to say at all. And of course, they can be satirised. Woody Allen films are full of them. So clichés are a sort of social lubricant, and they're very contagious. In fact, once you start hearing them, you can't stop using them. At the end of the day, I've laid it on the line, put it on the table, got down to the nitty-gritty, the bottom line. Left no stone unturned. I've stuck to my last, haven't I? Hook, line and sinker. Hit the nail on the head.
David Crystal is the author of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language. He lives in Holyhead, Wales.